CJ Ike, with eyes at the back of his head, he knew where Patan was when he intercepted that pass.
Well, yeah, and we made some line changes going into the weekend. So from, you know, after the Anchorage series, you know, we decided to make, you know, shuffle our lines a little bit, actually a lot. And we put CJ Ike with Mike Neville and Alex Patan. We split up the so-called big line of Blake Pietola, Tanner Caro, and Alex. And we put CJ and Neville with Alex. And I thought, you know, it was a good move. And obviously that line, CJ Ike, and he started that goal. It was could have been an icing, but he beat their player down the ice and picked up the puck. And he read the situation, saw Alex was driving the net, and made a great play to Alex. And again, Alex, with the quick hands, made that quick move, got the goalie moving, and snuck it in 5-hole on him. But another great play. You know, obviously Alex is a goal scorer, and you can see it on that play. Mm-hmm. But all started by CJ with the real heads-up move.
So the Huskies up 3-1 going into the later goings of the second half of the second period. But they give one up. Garrett Perry gets his fourth of the season. A play that looked to me, Coach, we could have defended a lot easier, a lot better, and maybe not given him that chance.
Well, yeah, we turned that puck over in what I call that danger zone. You know, we actually have possession of it, and we got a little loose, a little sloppy. You know, our sense of urgency just was not there on that play. And, you know, they had two guys fall down, run into each other on that play. And then both of them who fell down, one guy gets up, makes the pass. The other guy fell down and took the shot. But, yeah, we had a chance to clear the zone. And like I said, we got a little sloppy in our zone. And you don't like to see that, especially when you got that 3-1 lead, you know, because that next goal can be very important. And obviously they got it. And I thought Phoenix made the save. And then they were going to the net hard all weekend and bumping Phoenix a little too much for my liking. And actually, on that goal, I thought he made the initial save, but as they go to the net, there's some confusion. They had to review that goal, and I can't tell you, I was totally happy with the call. And as they're whacking or bumping Felix, almost shoving him in the net there. So, but nonetheless, they counted. Big goal for them, and I think the biggest thing is we got through that period without giving up another goal.
We did.
To regroup.
Yeah, we led 3-2 going into that third period. We get outshot 11-7 in the second period. We go into the third, and we're leading 3-2. No scoring at all, but boy, a lot of action. Even though there wasn't a ton of shots, 9 apiece for the two teams, but to be able to hang on there in that third period and not give up, not commit a penalty or anything, I thought was big.
Well, that was huge, and you know, obviously we've been in a lot of tight games. I think this is where all the early games on the road have paid off, Dirk. When you play at Minnesota Duluth in two real tight games, you go to the University of Michigan and play in two more tight games. You know, you're in a tight game the one night at Notre Dame. We've been in those situations. We've been in tough ranks. Now, in those situations, a lot of them we did not have the lead, but nonetheless, we played in some pretty intimidating buildings. We've been in a lot of close games, and I think you really saw our composure in the whole weekend in Fairbanks, and especially in the Friday night game, where, you know, I thought we had a very solid period. I mean, they might have had one good scoring opportunity, maybe two, but not much. And, you know, ourselves, we created some excellent scoring opportunities, whether it's a 2-on-1 or semi-breakaway. We just couldn't get that next goal to give us a little cushion. But I thought we had a very solid period on that Friday night, the third period. And again, Phoenix had to make that one or two saves, and he made them look easy.
We were 0-for-4 on the power play after that Friday night game with one shot on goal. We kept UAF 0-for on the power play, too. They were 0-for-3. Penalty kill looked a lot better, I thought.
Well, we did. We changed some things up, you know, we just in our philosophy and how we killed penalties. And the first power play of the night, I thought they got a couple good chances. But after that, I thought we did an excellent job the rest of the weekend in shutting them down, which was huge, because their power play, you know, they've got some very talented players, and they put those four or five guys out at the same time, and it can be scary.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a short time out. Be back with more. We'll talk about the big win on Saturday night in Fairbanks this past Saturday night. When we come back, it's the Mel Pearson Show right here on Mix 93.
Your full-service embroidery and awards business is Unique Images of Lawrence. Whatever you're looking for, uniforms, corporate apparel, trophies, engraving, or a truly unique holiday gift, they can do it all. Stop by or call Joan, Jerry, or Julie for professional and efficient service on any size order. Unique Images is located on US 41 in Lawrence, in the Big Blue Building next to Kissel Automotive. Unique Images is a proud supporter of all local athletic teams and wishes all local teams good luck this season.
Bud Light salutes Lions fans and all their superstitions, like the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys, and the fans who sit next to the fans committed to not washing their lucky jerseys. You know that watching the game is not a game, and your Sunday morning routine is a necessary ritual. We salute the dedicated fans who have to cover their eyes and miss all the biggest plays, and the ones whose lucky seats are in their in-laws' living rooms. You're not fooled by those so-called statistics. You've mastered the science of superstition. Thank you for crossing your fingers, for knocking on wood, for refusing to hang out with the bad luck guy on game day. Lions fans do whatever it takes. It's only weird if it doesn't work. Bud Light, for all the fans and all they do, here we go.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M 26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Invest Financial Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC.
Steph from the Wickley Agency. From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all of the monsters under her bed, and to support her and all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what. Do you have the life insurance your family needs? Give us a call at 482-1140 or stop by the Wickley Agency in Hancock.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
Mel Pearson Show continues on Mix 93 WKMJ. Thanks for tuning in, and let's go to Saturday night's game at Fairbanks. Another win for the Huskies. It starts off with a Michigan Tech getting the lead again in this one. Not until the early going to the second period. First period, no scoring. They outshoot us 15-9. Were those shots indicative of the way the game was going in that first period, Coach?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, it always happens, and we talked about this Saturday morning in our pregame meeting, at noon, I asked the team, what is my biggest concern? What usually happens after Friday night when one team wins and one loses? And they were right on. The team that wins seems to be a little bit more relaxed, feels pretty good about themselves. And the team that loses, the coach is usually, all over them and, very concerned, and that team usually comes back and plays a lot harder, and that's what I think happened a little bit. As much as you prepare for that, it's still hard. So I thought they came out with some jump. I mean, they had lost three in a row. They'd gone down and lost to Ferris in two very close mm-hmm. games against a very good team on the road, and they were desperate, and you could tell they played with that extra step in their stride than we had, and a lot of it was we made a lot of really unforced errors in the first period on Saturday night, where we had the puck, not a lot of pressure, but we were just a little casual, mm-hmm. and we didn't have that, I call it always that sense of urgency, a little bit of desperation. You need the combination of some poise, but some desperation. And again, it's puck management. You have to understand the situation, what's going on, and how to manage that puck. But they had some jump. They were a desperate team, and they came after us. And we didn't give up a lot of grade A chances. We just didn't handle handle the puck very well. And a lot of it was just receiving our passes. We're doing some good things, but we're a little sloppy with the puck. They were transitioning us, and obviously they got a lot of shots. I noticed on Saturday they were throwing everything at the net from everywhere, and they were crashing the net hard on Phoenix. So thought that was part of their strategy, is to just get in the zone, and it's going to the net, and we're going to the net. And Phoenix did a real nice job holding his ground in the game.
So after the first period, no score, the Huskies go to the second period, and again, all of their goals in this